And one more time, title?
Hey, Rob Johansson, Director of Economics and Policy Analysis at the American Sugar Alliance.
All right, thank you. So let's talk a little bit about prices.
Sure.
Sugar Alliance, it's you're not just sugar beets. We are our sugar beet country up in the Red River Valley.
Sugar beets and sugar cane.
We're
equal opportunity director of economics for both sides. We love them both. We had a record production of sugar in the United States last year, so that's kind of exciting. 9.3 million tons of sugar. Coming from our sugarcane states down south, Florida, Texas, and Louisiana, and then of course our beet states all the way across the United, across the top of the United States. You can see it here on our map. We got Michigan all the way over to Washington State and down to California, plus some mountain states as well. So we had a good year in beets last year, a third highest year, not a record year, but of course we're always looking for a record year, and this year hopefully we'll be out in the fields pretty soon here. Getting that planting done in May in the Red River Valley, as my colleague just talked to you about, and then certainly seeing increased production down south as well. Texas had a rough year last year. They had a drought, significant drought, plus their water allocations weren't quite what they were anticipating from the reservoirs down there. So hopefully they'll bounce back this coming year with some additional water down there. But all told, record last year, hopefully a record this coming year with the strong prices should make for a good year, and producers are probably pretty excited about that. Of course, they've got to balance out the high input costs that they're seeing as well, whether that's diesel costs or costs for fertilizer, costs for shipping and handling on both getting product in, but also shipping our sugar out is very expensive at the moment.
Yeah, and so talking a little bit more about inputs, we've also seen interest rates increasing here just time and time again. What impact is that having on sugar producers?
Well, it's kind of a mixed bag. On the one hand, like you said, higher interest rates means it's going to be more expensive to borrow money and pay that money back, servicing that debt. And it's very expensive to run a lot of our facilities, so there is a lot of capital investment that needs to go on. A lot of farmers are involved in the cooperatives that run a lot of those operations. So they are incurring debt and paying that debt back as well. And higher interest rates mean it's going to be more expensive to do that. On the other hand, of course, the interest rates is also putting a tamper on some of those inflationary effects and a lot of other parts of the economy. So hopefully that will bring down some of that shipping and handling, labor, and other costs that are cutting into the farmer's bottom line. So it is a bit of a mixed bag, but ultimately this inflation issue in terms of input costs is something that I think all farmers across the United States are concerned about going into 2023.
We've also seen some record prices though kind of along with that. How does that sort of combine then?
Well, we have seen a lot of record prices. Prices have been strong across the board for all commodities. If you look at, like, whether we're talking about corn, soybeans, wheat, sugar, milk, dairy, or dairy product, all prices have been up. Sugar has been up too, but not quite as much as some of the other commodities has been. And so, when they're trying to cover their input costs at higher prices, but prices that haven't been quite high enough, let's put it that way, it's cutting into their bottom line. So we are seeing farmers that are having to tighten their belts this year, despite the fact prices have been strong.
Anything else to add before we let you go?
Well, let's hope for a great year. Of course, we're all very excited about planting going on here in the next couple weeks. But also the Farm Bill, I think we talked about as well. Going into the Farm Bill, certainly our producers are excited about that, excited to, provide, their support for the current program, but also to see some improvements. Crop insurance being a key place, it would be nice to see more affordable crop insurance for sugar producers, maybe some more innovative products that you have for some of the other commodities. So ultimately going into the Farm Bill process, producers have a lot of hope and hope that that safety net that's currently there for them as part of the sugar program, but that is hopefully strengthened in the next Farm Bill.
All right. right. Well, thank you so much for taking the time again. Dr. Rob Johansson joining us on the Red River Farm Network. I'm Whitney Pittman reporting from Washington, D.C.